Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Welcome, Saturday Night Grudge Inc. Welcome to the jungle. I'm your host, Teo Russo. Got a lot going on here in cold Southern California. Got a few things to get to tonight. One thing I want to talk about tonight, too, and I'll give it, let it kind of stew in. We get people to call in and or want to have their mics open and discuss. Before we went off the show last week, we were talking about people on the starting line. And I want to get back on that subject because I've been watching some things, and it's something, and I see the videos still. I go on YouTube now and watch all these videos. I'm just thinking, man. So pros and cons, for and against it, we'll get to that. In a little bit. I was supposed to be in Vegas this weekend at a race, but didn't quite make it out there. But Chad and the whole gang, they're all out there. Sure, they'll be calling in. We'll get some 411 on the track situation out here going on. Donald will be in a little bit, giving us a heads up on it. And see what's happening. My partner in crime always, Kev. You there, brother? Kev.
Hey, give me a minute. Give me a minute. I'll be back in.
Oh, I guess Kev got to handle some business. I guess he's going to have to need some permission or something to come on in. But anyway. A fun-filled site for tonight. I've been reading a lot on Facebook with Chad. And I guess Chad getting a little after three lug again. Those boys, they just like getting after each other, man. A year ago, and they're still going at it. Also, there's things I don't know if I'm at liberty to talk about or I shouldn't say liberty to talk about, but there's some things that I was listening to on Jay's show on Monday. I missed the first show. I guess there was two shows, and I caught the second one because I got home and I saw that the show was coming on. And, you know, I didn't know what was going on, so I didn't want to chime in. So I'm hoping we get a BET on the line, or if Wade's on the line, hit your one button if you want to come in and talk. I got some questions. I'm just trying to understand this banquet and why it's. I guess my question is, why is it not a Grudge Inc. banquet? I mean, I don't want to open up a can of worms, and I don't want to speak out of line. So that's where I'm kind of stepping around things. I'm not for sure if I understand what it is that they're trying to get to, or what it was that they were trying to get about. You know, I missed the first part of it, and I caught the second part of it. So I'm just trying to get caught up on it. Just a little confusing, that's all. In some other things we got going on out here in California, just to give everybody a quick heads up with the track situation. We're getting 1/4-mile track back in Fontana. That's, I think, it's got its first race next month, which will be something, it'll be good for us. But what we really need is what was ours to begin with and just kind of got wiped out. So the good part about it all, I'm skipping around, but usually I write things down. I had a baseball game today, and I apologize if I'm stepping around things before the show. I usually write things down that I want to talk about. I'm trying to go off of my top of my head what it is that I want to get to about, or get, you know, get things about too. But it's going to be an interesting show tonight. I know Chad wants to call in. I guess there's just some things about that happen with a race last year in Lena with Chad and Three Lug, and I don't know I don't even know how it got started. I started reading, and I don't know who did what first. You know, I don't know who struck a nerve first. If I had to guess, I would say Chad, because he likes doing shit like that. But I want to get to the bottom of that. And I don't know where Kev's at. He's bebopping in and out. And then, you know, never late, Tyson, I don't know where he's hiding out. He's ducking and dodging too. We'll get him in, because I was talking to him earlier in the week too about a lot of things that were going on out here, and the banquet stuff. And I just wanted to see what it was, something that I missed. I couldn't find the show in the rebroadcast, so I was hoping that someone could help me out with the understanding of it all. Yeah, have you back yet? That's an awful long time you got me holding on this show. But let me see if I can get him back in here. Kev, you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Why are you ducking and dodging, man? What's going on with you?
Take care of some business, man. Something you don't understand.
Hold on.
I'm trying to finish something. I'm doing last night.
Are you getting a little something on the side over there, and that's why you ain't got time for me right now?
Could be. Let me see if I get my buddy to help me out. Hold on a second.
Man, Kevin got some live action going on here, and he ain't even putting no Skype in me or nothing like that, so I can see too. Come on, man, what kind of shit is that? Anyway, back to the racing. I know this season's gonna be starting up pretty quick. Oh, here's it. Well, if it isn't Mr. Never Late, what's up, Daddy-O?
What's up, Tao? What's happening?
Oh, yeah, you know, all right. Same old stuff.
Give me a minute, guys.
Same
go
old
ahead
stuff. All right.
Oh.
What's been going on with you,
oh, okay,
man?
Oh, man. Same old shit. Snow blowing. That's about it.
Oh, dude. It's cold out here, man. I'll tell you, I haven't worn my flip-flops like in 2 or 3 days.
Well, the timbers ain't, you know, the timbers been pretty good up here. It's been in the 30s and 40s. It ain't been that 12 below and sub-zero ass weather we've been having. So.
Well, listen, one of the things I wanted to get you tonight, Tyson, and I want to pick your brain on this, is that we were talking last week, the show, right when we was getting cut off, we were talking about starting line and people on the line. Is it a distraction to the driver? Taking them out of a game or anything like that? When they're going up,
I think so. You know, I mean, I think, you know, it need to be more safer, you know, because, you know, what people fail to realize, I done seen people up on these cars while they doing burnouts. You know, they write at this car while this car is on the trans brake, you know, purging the nice one. I mean, what people fail to realize, these machines, you know, what if some of these cars is up on boosts? You know, and purge the nitrogen. Half of the cars got the exhaust out the side. What if it shoot a valve out? Or what if it blow up, shoot the hood or the snorkel off, anything? You know what I mean? And, you know, I just think, you know, the people, they just need to have it more safer where they only can come so far and that's it. You know, you got, you know, all the people on the line and, you know, you and your crew might have your game face on, but, shit, y'all fighting the crowd to get the car through, and hell, by the time you do all that, whatever communication y'all had, it's all fucked up. You know what I mean? So, you know,
yeah,
I just think they just need to be,
watching,
you know, more safer.
I went back watching some videos of a lot of the races, and it was almost like, you know, I get one to be out there and on the side of that. I just, you know, you just don't know who's doing what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
yeah,
if someone's trying to run interference on you or start waving their hands and then you stop and then
right,
find out that,
you know, it's something else. You know, you might say hold and somebody else waving their hand and the car might go in reverse, but he can't turn the person who's driving. They strapped in. All they looking is straight. So if somebody weighed their hand talking about back up, it might be 40 people behind it. And there are 40 people getting ran over or getting hit by wheelie bars or, you know, it's just, you know, right now, it's getting a little bit out of hand. You know, they just need to be up to a certain point, and that's it. You know, I don't think that nobody need, only people that need to be at the starting line is the crew of that car, not the people that's betting, none of that. You know what I mean?
Right, right. No, I get it, man. I'm those are things I'm nervous about. You know, it's like when I go to the track now, the person who puts me in the water box is in front of me. I don't have to worry about nobody on the side or anybody like that. So, you know,
right,
my head's straight. But, you know, I'm just wondering,
right,
man, because I got to be honest. I've never raced. Well, I shouldn't say that. No, even when I street raced, the people are around the car. There are not that many people around the cars because, you know, everybody's scattered. Someone to see the finish. Someone to be half track. Someone. But,
right,
man, there's a lot of people. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah. And the driver, he's trying to focus. But it's hard to focus when you turn in, coming in the water box and you're scared you might hit somebody. Or you're scared you might do a burnout and you might run over somebody in front of you. So the driver got, he got stuff going through his mind like, God damn. You know, then he got whatever he unbedded. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of confusion, you know. You ain't trying to go up there intentionally and hurt nobody, but, hell, this is a machine. Ain't no telling what it's going to do.
See, now, the guy I've been talking to in Las Vegas, and he does the PSCA races out here, he's actually starting to put in this year a grudge lane. So his races are all class races, but if anybody wants to have a grudge race,
right,
you know, lighten up. And Las Vegas is kind of, you know, they're buying into it.
Okay.
So, and which is good. You know, that's what
we
want.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Yeah.
The thing about that is how do I promote this with Las Vegas when they see all these people? I mean, is it something that's a bad thing to, you know, say, when they see all these people on the side, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, we're not having none of that at our track, or we're not, you know, it's how.
Well,
I think, it looks good on paper, and I like it on paper. I like seeing all the people on there, man. It just, because, you know, it's just like, to me, those are like just the diehard racers. But if I'm trying to get a track that's not used to seeing this kind of racing, you know, what do you do?
Well, you look at it like this, you know, the type of track, you know, Las Vegas is, you know what I mean? It's rules and regulation that they track, you know what I mean? They might set up a section where, hey, y'all, this is where y'all go. This is the farthest y'all can go. You know what I mean? That's it. I don't care. This is the farthest y'all can go. Y'all want to place your best. This is the farthest you can go, you know. And, you know, sometimes you can... It's a good thing and it's a bad thing because some of the tracks, they probably don't have the funding. They can't afford more security to, you know, to stop the people from, you know, coming up there. So, you know, that's another point too. Then, you know, some of the bigger tracks can pay, you know, get more security, pay more security. Like, hey, this is far as y'all going, that's it. You know, anybody else want to go to the front?
The other side of it, though, too, Tyson, is, you know, in when you got class racing, you got a car in the lights, car in the water box. And you really don't have that in grudge racing. But it's just that car backing up, you know what I mean? And things like that. Hey, Tyson, sit tight, man. We're going to bring some people in right now. We got to bring in these nuts out of Louisiana. What's up, Alan? Well, talk to me, brother.
What's happening, T.O.?
What's going on, baby? What have you been up to?
Man, I'm just tuning in. I haven't hit your show up in a minute. I was just giving you a little support, you know. That's some good points y'all bringing up, man. Like, you know, I feel the same way as y'all. You know, I mean, I know it's part of graduation, but... There's too many people on the line. You're trying to do a burnout. They're in front of you. They don't even care. You know, I mean, they don't even own the car. You know, I feel if you don't have a wristband, if you ain't with a car or a car coming up, you shouldn't even be on the starting line, you know? Man, if something comes apart, you're looking at, you know. And you know what? It's just lucky, thank God, that we there's not too many cars that did come apart at the line and somebody really gets hurt before, you know, if people start realizing, you know.
Right.
And,
Go ahead, Al. Go ahead, babe.
The problem is, I blame it on the promoters. I blame it on the person that's giving the show, you know, for not controlling it, you know. But the problem is, you know, they're not going to control it because then their next show, oh, you don't let us do this, you don't let us do that, but they don't think about
they don't think about the safety,
you know. And I tell you what, one thing about the track over here by us, they don't let them up front, you know. I mean, of all tracks I've been to, you know, our track, our track won't let them. We got a barricade. You got to be behind a barricade. When you're still almost on the line, but you're not in the way in the races. You know, only people on the crew can go to the line. You know.
Right.
So
you know, I gotta tell you, man, you gotta remember, you know, so, and like you said, there's a lot of people that don't have cars that are on that starting line. You know, they're coming up there, they're bringing their date, want to impress their little girly friend and bring her up on the feel the heat, the feel the noise and everything.
I done seen, you know, not just that, I done seen kids up there.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? And a kid don't need to be nowhere near that close to a car. Unless it's parked and they're looking at it.
Kiel, I have to get off of something. I got a question for y'all.
Go ahead, Ben.
When somebody asks y'all what's a true stock suspension, what is true stock suspension to y'all? I'm really talking about, say, a Mustang, you know. What do you call true stock suspension? What do you call stock suspension? And what do you call, you know, the rest is ladder bars and full length, you know?
Well, here's
what do y'all call true stock suspension?
Here's my thing on that, because, you know, that there's many, many arguments for that, Alan. I'll tell you right now. A stock suspension, when they say they have a stock suspension, you know, it's factory part. But still being a stock suspension Mustang, it's a four-link car.
Sure. I'm not arguing what it is. My point is, you know, back when we raced down here, you know, say when we – I'm a grudge racer, but, I mean, we all ran classes or been to class races, and true stock suspension to our terminology would be – a true stock suspension car would be like my car. My car has everything in a stock location, but it's aftermarket parts. You know what I'm saying? But there's no coilovers. Nothing's been moved. The rear end's never been cut. It's never been mini-tubbed. It's got the shocks and the stock location, just aftermarket shocks. You know, that's what we kind of call true stock suspension, you know.
In my opinion,
I heard another person say that true stock suspension would be a car come from the factory and you don't touch anything. But as a grudge racer, how many cars do we know come to the track straight from the factory without getting anything done to it? You know what I'm saying? There's very few races that race cars that come straight from the, you know, from the
factory.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I want to see how y'all guys from where y'all at or terminology wise, as far as, you know, what y'all call, you know. Now, what I call stock suspension. If stock suspension is considered, you can move carlovers, you can mini tub, you can, you know what I'm saying, as long as it's stock, you know stock suspension, you don't ladder bar, you know, you got the stock frame rail, you don't back half it. We call that stock suspension. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know, you know, what kind of, you know, terminology y'all use. I'm just, you know, curious, because, you know, a few people brought it up, and, you know, from the south to up to y'all, you know, I mean, if I'm trying to lock in a race from some guys from California, and I'm saying true stock, my car is true stock suspension, I've never said it was factory stock suspension. That's what I would call factory stock suspension, when you don't have nothing aftermarket.
Right.
You know? But then, can you tell me how many people we race with that's going to come to a race with, you know, not putting anything
on
their car?
Well, I look at it like this.
Go ahead, Tyson. Go ahead, man.
I look at it like this. You know, the way you describe your car, I mean, that's a true stock suspension car. It just got aftermarket parts. I mean, that's you know, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys, they want to say, you know, a stock suspension car, you can have stock suspension car with coilovers and, you know, it. To me, the way your car sits, to me, that's a true stock suspension car.
Yeah.
Now, when a car come back half or ladder bars or, you know, another stock suspension, they say stock suspension come where they notch the frame and where they put
and
the bigger tire
the
on it.
And
they
put shocks
yeah,
the
they
back
move coilovers or move the arms in. Now that car stock suspension, because they modified to make the car work better.
Exactly. Which it's still considered, if you run in a class, it's still considered stock suspension when you move and all that stuff, as long as you don't get rid of your frame rail or whatever. You know, boys, if you want to go out on the edge, you know, I mean, a lot of the cars like that considered stock suspension is got carloads, mini tubs, you know, rear end cut, which, like I said, I'm not trying to duck behind the suspension because I race them all. I'm just trying to get, you know, if we're going to make this grudge game right, you know, there's no sense for y'all talking true stock suspension or stock suspension and, you know.
But you know, you look at it like this, too. It's like, you know, I think it's like new, keeping up with the time, how they say, where back in the day, that's all it was, stock suspension. You see what I'm saying? With this aftermarket parts. Now you got, for instance, racecraft. They got a ring in, they call it stock suspension, setup, got multiple adjustments like a four link.
Yeah, sure. That's how
you know what I mean?
Up.
So that's like a KISS-22, you know what I'm saying? Now they're saying that's stock suspension for this time, you know, for this, you know, what they're doing now. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, it's like a KISS-22. Now, what is stock suspension? You got these companies coming out with these ring ends that set up look like four link and ladder bars, but they say these stock suspension. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
So
it's like a KISS-22.
I think this, for me, if you can put aftermarket stuff into a stock location, I think it's stock suspension. Now, and I think that's what stock suspension is meant by that you are putting something in the stock location. Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to try and do 150 miles an hour in an eighth mile. I'll be honest, I don't trust shit out of Ford. So I'm not putting stock Ford shit in my car and trying to do 150 miles an hour.
Sure.
So,
that's what we're kind of arguing with.
No, Alan, I think once you move the stock location, it's not a stock suspension car.
Right.
It's modified.
Once you modify anything, I figure once you start cutting on it and changing it, it's not a stock suspension car.
Sure.
You know, that's like taking a stock Mustang, like if I buy a 2013 Mustang, I can put any aftermarket race shock, performance shock that they sell. But once I get to cutting on it,
moving
out,
car
moving
over,
arm in and all that, then it ain't stock suspension no more.
Yeah. See, down here, that's all legal for stock suspension. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that we're talking about, you know, that's all moving the car over, putting car over. As long as you don't touch the frame rail and don't touch your uppers and lowers, you know what I'm saying? I guess you could put an S-box in, but, you know, I mean, they do make an arm, like you saying, that was, you know, offset, you know, which, you know, that if you run a class, that's all considered stock suspension, you know, down, you know, in this area. But, I mean, people were saying, you know, true stock suspension would be a car coming straight from the factory. I said, man, that don't make no sense, because first of all, there's nobody racing a car coming straight from the factory. You know, not lining up alongside me. I mean, if they do, then I'd like it. You know? That was the conversation. I wanted to ask some people from, you know, from the north, you know, toward the north and see what, you know, just to see what, you know, what they say and, you know, just so we on the same page down here. You know?
Then, you know, I don't have people arguing me down where they put aftermarket parts on, you know, for shocks or upper grade shocks. I don't have people argue me down and say it ain't stock suspension no more. So you know, it's like a KISS-22. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's like,
see,
wow,
what I don't want is
this man can't put upgrades on his car. You know, so.
See, a lot of the problem now is, you know, these grudge races want you to lock money up to go to a grudge race when you go to another state. But the problem is, you really haven't seen that car. And now they throw in all these stips in, you know. They're trying to get this grudge game is getting like wrestling, you know what I'm saying? Everything's based on a stiff, you know. And if I can trick you with a stiff to make money, I'm going to do that, you know. And that's how these guys are thinking now, which is stupid, you know. That's not drag racing, you know. Drag racing is, hey, say your car, what you're running, 29s, we're going to run this, agree on everything. But, I mean, trying to stiff somebody just to get their money, you need to go gamble at the casino if you want to gamble. You know what I'm saying? I mean, gamble.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But just to make you better, and you trying to win money just by out-stiffing somebody, you know, I think it's, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's stupid. It really is. You know, and
I think, you know, I'm the same way. I think some of the stiffs is going on now. That's stopping a whole lot of racing. You know what
it
I mean?
It is. Well, it's gonna stop the lockup racing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it's gonna stop because, well, if I'm not sure about your car, and I'm saying my car is two stock suspension, and you taking terminology that two stock suspension means that it comes from a factory, so you're gonna try to outstip me, you know, just to win a race? Man, come on, you know, let's keep it racing, keep it real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Right. I think that's how it should be, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen. Hold on, guys. I want to
get input. I appreciate it.
No, sit tight, man, because I want to get Mr. B in here and see if he wants to comment on this. Mr. B, you there, babe?
Hey, what's up, Mr. B? How's it going, guys?
Hey, how's everything going, man?
I was back listening to the show, doing my usual just supporting some race brothers. But the stock suspension conversation came up, so I had to say something. We can say what we think, and we can think how we feel, but that doesn't make it be true. A true stock suspension car, according to all the rules I've ever read, is what it says, what came from the factory. When you start changing that car, whether it be shocks, springs, axles, whatever, it is no longer a stock car. And we can feel like it is, but it's truly not. Any altercation that you make to a car changes it from a stock car. Now, let's be reasonable. Anyone with common sense knows we're not going to take an 8-second stock car and race it like we said we did. So, see, what it tends to do is that we took that terminology and now we start stretching it. And we stretch it. And we stretch it. So now the rule has become a foot long versus an inch long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. A true stock suspension car, brothers, are just that. It's a stock car. Now, like I said earlier, we can think we want to think, but those are the rules.
See, I'm thinking what you're saying is your true stock suspension would be my factory suspension. The factory
suspension car is a factory suspension. When you start changing that suspension, like I said earlier, whether it be to put cone shocks on, I don't care if they're in the same place or not.
Yeah.
See, that's where we got away from the truth, and we started stretching the truth when we started putting aftermarket parts in the same place. And then we started making them look like they has not been altered. That's where it all started getting out of whack at on this stock car stuff.
Well, I mean, the way I look at it is, first of all, if I got, I mean, a 10-second call, You're not gonna run a 10-second car straight from the factory. Well, you can. I'm not saying you can't.
Yeah, you can. And
are not gonna get aftermarket parts. You see what I'm saying? You know, most people that race is gonna put something on their aftermarket no matter what. So far as that true stock suspension class, there's really not even a class for that. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
remember that. That's what I said earlier. That's where we started stretching it from. Because we started getting in a speed zone that says it was totally unsafe to race this car this way. So now we started started getting real trickery with our tricks. Our chassis may have started getting smarter. We learned that we could move things around and make it look. I have a friend of mine that runs in a stock class. He can't touch the heads. So what he could do, he poured and polished them in. They had the stuff you could spray to make it look like it had never been done, you know, until the NHRA caught up to it. So now you got to do something different. So that's what I'm saying. We learn tricks to make them look like they're stock. But the true terminology of a stock car is just what it says, S-T-O-C-K, stop.
Yeah.
Now, well, that's the truth of an allergy.
So basically what you're saying is a showroom stock car suspension is what a true stock suspension
that's
is, correct?
That is what a true stock suspension car is. That ends in all. That's a true stock suspension car, a showroom car.
I know rug racing ain't class racing, you know what I'm saying? But, like, down here we have classes, you know, like, say they have a street class, they'll have a true stock suspension class. But true stock suspension, to me, I mean, I understand what you're saying. True stock suspension to me would be a car that's got everything in the same spot it would come from the factory. You can use aftermarket parts. You know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't altering a frame,
see a true stock suspension car, you go to the track and you watch the powder puff races. Those are true stock suspension cars.
Sure.
Like I said earlier, we start getting away from stock suspension because the cars start going so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
That was the time we could run those cars in their stock form, and we started getting better parts. Better, more knowledge, and we learned that we could go faster and faster and faster. The car stopped. Had a friend of mine once hit a stock car. He brought it to the garage, and we noticed, man, the tire was off the ground. The frame was twisting so bad until it would literally raise the right front tire off the ground probably a whole inch, and overnight it was settled back down. So it didn't take him long to realize I cannot keep raising this car this way if I want to keep this car.
Sure.
With that being said, that still, it do not change the fact that once we start changing that car, it is no longer a stock car.
Like I said, I mean, let me tell you what, if you would say that to a lot of people down here, we'd probably disagree with you. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
We would
disagree because we wouldn't take a stock car and go to the factory without changing nothing. I don't care if it runs 13s. You're gonna do something to that car. You're gonna change the exhaust. You're gonna do something before you race that car. You know what I'm saying?
Changing the exhaust is not changing the car.
Okay.
Changing the suspension on the car, as far as what you're saying, agreeing with me, man, you would be surprised at how many guys I've had to stand in a crowd and disagree with me and walk off to the side and say, well, you know you're right, but that's not how they do it now. I've had that happen several times.
That's why it's hard to lock up money from people from Louisiana to people from California, because terminology is totally different now. Now, what makes you, not saying, you know, I'm not arguing with you, I'm just saying, this is for everybody so we can all learn from it. What would make your true stock suspension right, and I was saying, like my car, we call true stock suspension, would make my true stock suspension wrong? You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get it out there,
right?
People need to learn it.
Let me ask you a question, though.
We got to come meet before we have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask that question for you. And like I said a few minutes ago, that's been said many times. See, what makes my terminology for a stock suspension car right is NHIA rule. That's what makes my terminology right. And what makes everyone else that disagree with me wrong is they're going against what NHIA rule says.
Okay.
That's what makes it right and wrong. The rules makes you right or wrong. And if you're going by the rules, it can only be two ways, a right and a wrong. According to the rules, a stock suspension car is just that, stock.
Right.
Now, that's NHIA rule. And, Kelly, you know what I'm saying to be true, am I not?
I never knew they had any rules like that. You know what I'm saying? Saying that
they
class.
They're on powder puff class.
Yeah. Well, what
they,
I'm saying
they,
is...
They have rules.
Like, if you run front forward or NMCA, you know, I mean, NMRA, they have classes for, like, true... They would call my car true stock suspension class. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean it come from the factory stock, which I'm saying, hey, I mean, I'm just trying to get it out there because, you know, I learn from people like you. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think, I never thought like that. You know, I didn't think people would even say that true stock suspension would stuff come from the factory, because, first of all, there ain't too many people that's going to run with us that's going to go to the track with totally stock stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's how I looked at it.
A-D.
And I'm like, but I see your
yes,
point,
sir.
Too, you know?
A.D.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, the guy here going from show to show, man. I told him he going to have to start running fast cars now with that true stop suspension shit. And he mad. He going from show to show to try to find somebody to agree with him that he stopped suspension. Come on, man.
Hey, let me tell you something.
He's trying to find somebody to agree
with
him, man.
First of all, I'm not trying to go to different shows and ask. I want to find out because, you know what, people need to know. People need to know what the real deal is. Because let me tell you what, there's 15 people that I can call right now and agree with what I'm saying.
What's your name?
What's my name?
Yeah, what's your name?
These Nuts
Racers. Okay, hey, these Nuts. Check this out, man. Check this out. I had a guy tell me. And he asked me what type of car I have. I told him I have a 71 GS. He asked me what's in stock. I told him no, it's a Ford chassis car. When I proceeded to describe the car to him, he told me that's not a chassis car.
I was running stock suspension when they first started stock suspension, and I know about all the stock suspension. I can tell you the full stock suspension for his classes they run, stock suspension for his grudge, and I don't know about the NHRA and all that. I'm talking about classes that they run stock suspension. Now, what he said was from the first one, from the factory, when you don't change nothing on that car and it comes from the factory and you haven't touched nothing, that's factory stock suspension.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
True,
I said the same
true
thing.
True stock suspension. That's not true stock suspension. That's factory stock suspension.
No. That's true stock.
I'm telling you the rules. I'm telling you the rules from when I ran stock suspension. I ran the class stock suspension.
Mm-hmm. Down our way, Whit.
And
down our way, it's what you say.
True stock suspension. Now, true stock suspension is when you hadn't moved in stock location. You hadn't moved the shocks. They're not straight up and down. They just in stock location. Now that's what I've learned for his grudge racing and the class of stock suspension class we ran. Now regular stock suspension is when you got coilovers, no ladder bar, no four link. But now that can get tricky with a Mustang because you got
that
them put torque arms under Mustangs and they call it that stock suspension. That's not really stock suspension, but they'll let it go, I guess, some of them. But real
Let me tell you this. I read NHRA rules for umpteen years. I've grown with NHRA rules. And what
right,
you're saying,
right.
I've been away from racing. What you're saying could easily be a change. I said earlier, what we're doing now is that they're taking rules and we're making them a full foot in place of being 1 inch. But I mean, you know, you're changing it, you add this, you add live there, you add that. But a stock car always have been a factory stock car.
I don't know nobody in the world that ran a factory stock car, but just street cars, you know, not no race car.
Well, I mean, those were the rules. Those were the rules.
Really?
I'm not going to never say
that. That's just like a street car. That was just
that
like
red.
A street car from
no.
the factory coming to race. That ain't no
9-something car.
I can tell you that. No low 10-something car.
I seen a guy right here in Chicago run a stock suspension car. And I do mean stock. And run 9-9s with it. It wasn't safe, but he did it. It wasn't
with
safe.
With a car stock from the factory?
A factory stock car. He run 9-9s. It wasn't safe. I'll be the first to admit it was not safe. And he wasn't the only one that did it. It was several guys here.
They do it. You must be talking about no nitrous and all that. That's stock.
Well, actually, at this time, they weren't even using nitrous. You had a few guys here in the city. I'm trying to let them go. Well, you had a few guys here in the city that were sneaking using nitrous. We were using a thing called Marvin
Damn.
Miller. You probably never even heard of Marvin Miller. Marvin Miller was the first
Damn.
Nitrous kid. You probably never even heard of him.
Yeah, 9-9s, you said.
He ran 9-9s. And back in those days, when you put nitrous on your car, if your car idled at 2,500 and you fired nitrous to it, it might go 27.
Yeah.
That was a big difference.
What kind of car was that he ran?
It was a Dodge.
A Dodge?
Yes, sir.
Damn, that's
when I say stock, I mean, when I say stock, I mean just that, stock. Just like it came from the factory. It was stock. I mean stock. And I repeat, it wasn't free.
All I'm trying to say is this guy come on the phone, man, trying to plead his case to these people about him gonna get his ass tricked out that stock, two stock suspension. He's gonna have to run fast cars. He wanna keep hollering about his stock suspension, so he won't have to run the motherfucker that's got them out there running.
I tell you what, if you get a car and stop running your fucking mouth, we can race. You know what I'm saying? Hold on 1 second. Hey, Whit, you just agreed with me on what I said. You just agreed with me what I said.
But
now tell BTE, it's all right if people, it's all right if people.
Let me explain something else to you. I was finished. Yeah, I did say, and you are right about what you said, but you got true stock suspension cars. Just racing, just regular stock suspension car. You got true stock suspension car.
Sure.
63.
That's racing,
balancing,
stock suspension car.
A regular. Yeah, you got true stock suspension car. A coilover car.
Hey, Rick.
Cooper Foreman car. A lot of them motherfuckers, true stock suspension.
Say, Rick. There's nobody ducking a race. It was just a question that we all had, but I was the only one that had nuts to stand up. You know what I'm saying?
But,
the rest of the motherfuckers didn't want to
say
nothing,
here,
say anything. But
you know
what's
stopping a lot of racing that week? You know, you guys want to know what's stopping a lot of racing now? I mean, I'm not racing, but I see it. But you really want to know what stops a lot of racing? When they brought this word, stiff sin. Man, listen, if your car run 650s, I wouldn't give a damn if it was a stock suspension or an airplane suspension. If that's what it runs, you should be racing ETs. Guys, then I got so fucked up with this racing, it's ridiculous, man. You should drag racing, ETs. That's what stopped a lot of racing, man. Listen, let me do it. True drag races against ETs. I feel like you can run 880s,
but
I think I can run 850s. I'm going to try you. In place of me running against your ET that I think I can beat, I'm looking at your car saying, man, you got this, you got that. That's bull, man.
I'm telling you,
drag race. And it's been doing it for years.
A lot of people say that true stock suspension, as me and Whit talking about, don't mean shit. As regular stock suspension. Okay, well, here's a question. Why does people put coilovers on back their cars if true stock suspension don't mean shit? You see what I'm saying? I mean, I'll race cars either way. It don't make a difference. If I feel I got a chance with somebody, I'm racing them.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I used to think the same thing. I look up on that guy's car, and I said, well, hell, he moved his shot. And my car had coilovers on it, right? But he showed me his 60 foot, and I showed him my 60 foot. Yeah, he beat it out 60 me. It just was some stuff we didn't know about. It just was something we didn't know that they were doing.
I agree with you 100%. There's some true stock that
was. But that's exactly what I just said.
I'm going to tell you what stopping the races be. I tell you what stopping the races. It ain't that stop suspension shit. That ain't it. I'm in racing. I know what's stopping the spotlight.
What's stopping the race?
Hold on.
I'm not saying stock suspension is stopping racing. I'm saying I look at your car and I think you're an 850 car. Well, I know I can run 820s. I'm going to try your ass.
Racing.
I'm going to look at your car and I'm saying, man, he got this, he got that. No, you gotta take these 20 ass out with 20 zone. You gotta take these 20 ass out with 20 ass zone. That's bullshit, man.
Stephen ain't stopping no way. Stephen ain't stopping no way.
I see it all the time. Every summer I see it.
It's the spotlight, man. It's the spotlight. These guys don't want to get on these shows and get chewed out about getting beat. They don't want to get on. They don't want to be on Grudge Racer about getting beat. They don't want to be on Facebook.
They were doing this shit before these shows. Hey, wait, they were doing this bullshit before the shows came about, man. They were doing this.
Nah, they got more. They got more people listening in and stuff.
The only thing you're doing now, man, is you getting a chance to talk to guys like myself on this radio station that you wouldn't get a chance to talk to unless you seen him in the track before. Because this jump was going on long time before these radio shows came about.
These guys don't want to be harassed and all that shit for losing, man. That's all it is. They ain't got no real. They ain't got no stiff heart. They can't take it.
They soft. You know? They soft, man. As long as I've been in drag racing and harassment,
you don't hear him not crying at all about his goddamn suspension. You know goddamn well it's a car that just like him would blow his asshole out, but he going to stiff his suspension and him being true stock suspension and not running. See, that's a way out. And he's looking for a way out. But he's going to get his asshole blown out.
He's going to
have to run fast.
I think he just asked the question. I don't know. But I know for as long as I've been in racing, the BS part after you get your ass whooped, we did it here in Chi-Town. When you get your ass whooped, we would beat you to your garage to take the Joni because it's your turn. Because when I whoop your ass, it's my turn.
It's way worse now. I agree with you on that part.
You see how many problems got called when I filmed DJ Grant looking down that track. That hurt him to his heart for people to see him. I exposed his ass, getting his asshole beat. See, that's putting motherfuckers out of racing right there. That kind of shit right there. That's what they're afraid of, losing. And people joning on their ass. They can't take it.
I know you ain't talking about me like that.
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
A motherfucker like you,
you shouldn't even open your goddamn mouth because you ain't shit. Just remember that. When you become a racer, then you can talk as much as you fucking talking. Because you ain't shit, BET.
I know.
You can expose me all the fuck you want. You can videotape me losing. I can give a rat's ass. I really do.
Keep hollering about your true stock suspension and ducking racing. That's all I ask. Just keep doing that.
There ain't nobody ducking. You tell me what race I duck. What race I duck?
Anytime you get upset, man, over a race, it's because you're racing with your heart on your straight sleeve.
Huh?
Drag racing, no matter how much money you bet. See, this is something I've always told guys. When I was able to raise money, man, the money that I would bet would be money that I could take and throw up in there and keep walking. Then care who picked it up.
Fucking right. I'm the same way.
That's the money you should bet. If you got to race with your feelings on your shirt sleeve, you should be in drag racing.
Ain't no doubt. You're right about that. But let me tell you what. This is how the game's getting fucked up when you got motherfuckers like him trying to step in between two races. You know what I'm saying? This is how the game gets fucked up. And let two races, two people that own a car, two people, teams that are talking, let them talk. You sit back and watch the show. Videotape this bitch. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I'm not asking this question because I ducked the race. I asked this question because, you know what, six other motherfucking guys or 10 other guys I talked to said the same thing I said. So I wanted to call it out. I wanted to ask the guys from out of town and see what they say. That shouldn't be a problem. For him to bring something so stupid up, it's unreal. Just because I asked a simple question, you know, I'm ducking a race, he don't even have a car, so how the fuck can he duck a race?
Let me say this in BET defense. I got angry with BET, and I had a talk with a young man. I got a chance to see just how he is. Okay, I'm going to say this here in BET defense, man. And I'll probably see you guys with something. I'll get a chance to see all you guys at track. Man, listen, what that man doing is been in drag racing ever since I've been in racing.
I never said he ain't good for the game, and he does a hell of a job at what he does. Let me finish, man.
If you look at the rap world today, most of the rappers have what they call a hype man. That's his job, to get out front and act the fool. Well, I fascinated at what this man is doing in racing now that I kind of more understand what he's doing. And I go back and say what I said earlier. I got upset with him. But I had to be told what time it was.
I'm with you. I believe. Let me tell you what. He does a hell of a job. There ain't no doubt. And I'm not bashing him at the job he does or whatever. But you know what? Don't tell me I'm stupid and getting on every fucking show, because I've been on maybe one show. This is the first show I've been on asking this question. So if a motherfucker's asking a question, you saying that he's stupid for getting on there and asking him, that's ignorance to the game. You know what I'm saying? You trying to bash somebody, I'm not trying to fucking void a race. First of all, well, my shit's 100%. I'm a race. You know, last year I raced. You know, same thing. You know, he picks people. He don't. You know what I'm saying? That he can. I'm glad he fucks with people. I let him fuck with me. He fucked with me for the longest.
Hey,
I don't dislike the man at all.
That's
but
another,
you know, it's
that's
bad
another thing. Hey, that's another thing why we ain't getting a lot of Brewers races too. Right there.
What's that?
But you know what? Can I jump in real quick? Wait, let me jump in for
a
second.
Hold on. A lot of guys want to be 100% to race.
Well, if you got a new combination and you ain't been down the track, you really can't talk nothing. You know what I'm saying?
As long as I can remember, guys want to be 100%, but some would just take a chance and go 80%. But for as long as I can remember, I've been over 40 years. I mean,
I don't think there's no one that's been 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Then you had tendons. You should shut the fuck up. You ain't got all pressure. I got all pressure right now, so I can go to the track tomorrow. You can't race, goddamn it.
100%. Now, I can name a few motherfuckers that be at 100% when they race most of the time. You got Chris, too. He about 100%, but most of the motherfuckers that racing ain't got no damn 100%. Steven them. They be pretty much up on their shit, but it ain't going to be no lot of races if you ain't 100%. I get Tony them. Tony can go down the track at 100%. I ain't going to say he'd be at 100% for the car ability, but he going to go down the track more than all the time. But I'll never be 100%. I haven't been 100%
racing. If that's true, I do agree with you when you said that, but that's a bad way of looking at drag racing. First of all, the fact that always, and I do repeat, man, there's always an improvement in that engine, in that car. There's always an improvement. So with that being said, you basically can never have 100% because there's always something.
No,
you can tweak your chassis. You can tweak the motor.
Them,
you can tweak the chassis.
Some of them run them, and that's it, you know. You can get it.
It's always something. It's always something that's in there, man. It's always something in it until it blows. Even if it's just in the chest itself, it's something else in that car. It's always.
I guarantee you can have one. That's it out of it. That's all you're going to get. You can have one like that.
You have it at the peak. At the peak that you own, it's always something else in it. Always.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that ain't being 100%, though. I'm saying 100% for where you think this car should be. If you think my car should go 480,
that's all enough.
And your car ain't going 480, then you're not at 100%. That's what I'm talking about. Your car going 5-0, and you said, fuck, I ain't going to race. My car ain't going where it's supposed to go. I don't race like that. I said, fuck it. He looked like he, I can beat him, shit. Fuck him, don't try him in the car.
You know what, this dude is out here, he's ready to be successful.
Oh, no. Now, hold on.
Listen, I got background noise, man. If you're not talking, mute
your mic,
because I got
back. Okay, I
got it.
What you got to say, Teo?
This is what I wanted to say. And Alan, I hear what you're saying about asking the question and stuff like that. And You know, and granted, BET doesn't have a car, but I think that BET is probably one of the most knowledgeable guys in the game as far as knowing what's what, knowing who's running what, doing what, going where. And I think that, and if I'm wrong, BET, correct me. I think that you just have a different way of explaining yourself. That's all. I think that it's done on purpose, you know, he might have a way of getting underneath some of the skin, but Teo,
it's a message behind the madness that these guys see. They think I'm all out here about being mad at him. I'm not being mad at him. I'm just trying to make him aware that if he stiff his car to say he stopped suspension and a DP man know otherwise, he going to lose the punk out, man. He going to lose the lockup. That's all I told him. Now he taking it all across the world.
Hey,
him being
and
stop
that's why I got on his phone and asked the question. That's the only reason I asked to see. Now,
but
you know
I
what?
Told,
if,
what
check
I
this
told
out.
You.
If, if
what
we, we would have locked up a race with true stock suspension, Witt would have lost his fucking money with me. You know what I'm saying? So evidently, Witt don't know the stiffs neither. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, where's, you know, what's the problem? Why is it a big old deal? You know what I'm saying? You get on here
telling me
I'm going to talk show to talk show, but your own crew member agreed with what I said. You know what I'm saying? He didn't even know the stiff. So, well, why didn't he know the stiff if it was a big stiff? And I understand you looking out for
I understand that, and I appreciate it.
But it's just that some stuff that you don't.
Well, nobody
else
going to race up at two stops.
That's what I'm We know what the hell he's talking about. We ain't no fool. We ain't gonna lock
nobody
up on that.
Nobody lock
races
up at two stops.
Yeah,
we're
not gonna do that. If you do that, you're gonna fucking lose, man.
Yeah, they just lock it up at stock suspension.
If somebody would have locked you in, I'm just saying, somebody would have locked you in today, the way you just said, the same thing I said, according to BET, that, you know, true stock suspension is a factory. If it is, that's good. I'm good with it. But you know what? I mean, people need to know. People need to know out there what's going on.
They wouldn't have locked me up because I would have just told them I'm stock suspension. That's it.
You got your ass locked. You got locked up. I'm telling you. We know better than to stiff a race like you're trying to stiff a race. He know better, but evidently you don't know better.
I don't have to worry about all them fucking, all them stiffs. I don't like all them stiffs. If you fucking, I feel like I can beat you, I'm a racer. But
well,
it's just a simple question.
I'm not the only one asking this.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry to take up your show, but I mean.
Actually, you could throw the stock suspension shit out the door. You just
try to tell him that. I'm trying to make him aware that shit is over with.
They don't give a damn about none of that shit. You got 28 zone? Yeah, okay. I got 29 zone or 28 zone. One small block.
You got smaller guys like us, like myself. I couldn't fuck with you with your suspension. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even in the fucking league close to you. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I understand what y'all saying. You know, most of it, nobody's worried about it. It's tire size, which is good. I mean, it's all good. You going to race your race, I'm going to race my race. You know, and then that's
how your suspension is. How got your suspension is? Tell me that.
Huh?
How is your suspension? How you fitting?
How I figure?
Well, you know.
How are you sitting?
I ain't heard what you said.
He wants to know how you're sitting. How's your car sit?
How does your car sit?
It's got its stock suspension. Everything is stock location, but aftermarket parts. So, I mean, we call it down here true stock suspension. That's what we call it.
Right.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Hold on a sec. Now, I agree with Mr. B when you say true stock suspension is what comes out of the factory. I think when you say stock suspension is that you have your stock, your suspension is in the stock location, but it has aftermarket parts. Would that be fair to say?
That's what I was saying. It's all how you word it. It's how they word it.
When it's true stock suspension, you don't change that factory stock suspension.
But wouldn't true stock suspension be what is true out of the factory? Because you're hanging up on the word true and factory.
But see, that's factory. That's factory stock suspension. That means how it came from the factory.
But see, Rick, I can tell you once again, that's all in how they're wording it. That's what that is. Like you said, factory stock suspension. See, the true definition of a stock, I mean, the true definition of a stock suspension car is what Detroit put out. That is the true definition of a stock suspension car. But now, it's all in how you word it. As to how we can lean with it. That's why I said earlier, we took an inch and now we're going to stretch it all the way to a foot.
I agree with that. Let me ask you this question, Whit. Let me lock this race in because I got a two-stop suspension car.
I got all interior. You got all interior.
So, wait, let me ask you that. When someone says to you they have a true stock suspension car they run, they want to race you with, what goes into your head when they say you have a true stock suspension?
I will say, I'm going to tell them this. What size tire you got on it? What size tire you got? Because my true stock suspension car got a 275 on it. It's got all interior, no fiberglass, but this is it. No leg sand. What yours got, Louisiana? What you got?
Yeah, mine's small block. Mine's the same thing. I was just on that back seat to my car.
You got a cage, too, right? I ain't got no cage.
Yeah, I got a cage in the car.
Yeah, I might try you anyway. But I really want to try somebody with no cage.
Now, you know what? Now, that opens up another can of worms because I'm going to ask this question. If you say you have a two-stock suspension car, but you have a cage in your car, isn't that cage tied to your suspension?
Well, I mean, the cage is for safety. That's the main reason. I mean, other than that, I mean, you could tie it in with subframe connectors. You know, your subframe connectors tie the Mustang in, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the cage goes to the subframe, you know.
But the minute you put in subframe connectors, that doesn't make your car a true stock vehicle now, does
it?
ABT,
you seen his car before?
What's that?
Hey, Kel. Once again, there we go with terminology. Because you can buy a car, it's an expensive car, but you can buy a car from the factory with a cage in it. They're kind of expensive, though. But they have cage, and some have their 4-point cage in them. A cage
right.
is put in for safety first.
Cage.
It was put
Mine
in for safety
no
first. Then we start realizing that if we tie them into the frame,
I know him, and he ain't gonna go, man. He started hollering about my car and all this other bullshit.
He'll run little baby.
He ain't gonna go, man.
We'll try you with little baby. We won't do that for gadget race.
Yeah, I mean, we can probably do it for that. We can probably do it for that.
At the battlefield or Hub City? Yeah, battlefield. Let's lock in.
I'll be there, definitely.
You want to lock in?
No, I ain't locking in until after this weekend.
I got a two-stock suspension, no cage, all the interior,
Mustang, small block one system.
He got three systems.
Oh, good. I got one system, man.
All right. You got one, I got three.
Well, you want to lock in 300 on the 1,000.
Hey, after this weekend, after Dynamax raise, we'll lock something in.
All right, okay. Shit.
After Dynamax, we'll lock something in. I mean, ain't no sense in locking in. If I blow it up this weekend, after that race, I'll lock it up with you.
All right. What kind of motor is it? Chevy motor?
No, Ford motor.
You can get them little parts on the shelf there. You can get that little shit on the shelf.
Yeah, that shit's tired.
Yeah.
Either one ran Gold Dust. Gold Dust over there, big drag race. That blue Mustang ran Gold Dust.
I ain't no business fucking with him. He ran Gold Dust.
Shit.
I tell you what I do for you though.
Here we go.
Since you ran Gold Dust, this is goddamn. We got a little change. We got to change some shit around.
I just want to let y'all know. See, that's another thing. You got BET sticking his nose in something. Instead of sitting back and let two men lock up a race.
BET,
you know what I'm saying?
Him.
I know he's part
BET
of your team, but it's just in general. That fucking, you know,
BET.
That's how it works.
BET. You should have locked it in.
Now, hey, y'all seen it?
You ain't what you supposed to do.
I'm doing
yo,
what I'm supposed to do.
Kid.
Doing my motherfucking job, chump.
Well, what
did
you just,
what,
you just
hey,
fucked
hey,
up
hey,
a lot of
hey, 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 I got one thing to lock in.
You didn't lock in. You didn't lock in. You fucked it up. You didn't
fuck up shit.
You didn't say shit.
Hey, it's all good.
Well,
it is, man.
You can piss me off now. You got the back tie with the Predator. I give you the back,
I don't want the back tie. I don't need the back tie.
Fuck it. You got 1-1.
Yeah. Give me 2-2.
I don't even know what that is.
You got 2-2.
You
don't want to go now.
You got two, buddy.
What part you don't understand? I'm going to the track this weekend. After I run it at the track, I'll call you personally.
He wanted to say that I'm blocking his races. Now he had an opportunity to lock you in and had a chance to beat you.
Hey, don't try to cover up
then,
what you did, bro. It's all
and
good.
Then, and then
you he
said, I'm blocking.
Do.
He said, I'm
do what
blocking
you do.
Goddamn race.
Yeah,
man, lay your ass out.
You ain't keeping it real now, Louisiana. You had a
no, I'm keeping it real as a motherfucker. I mean, you seen
no,
what
you
I just seen.
Shit. You said you wanted to wait. You said, I want to wait.
I did say I wanted to wait. You sure? I sure
but
did.
Yeah,
well, what happened when BET told you who
him.
I ran and what happened? You backed out the race, right?
I asked him, BET, what's up with the car. I asked him that.
Quit saying
I'm blocking a motherfucking race when you fucking scared, man. You ain't scared. Don't say I'm blocking it. You could have locked that race in.
I told you that before we even started talking.
Ain't no way in hell I could beat you with little baby if you ran gold, nigga. Gold dust.
I don't know what little baby's got. I don't even know the car I'm locking in.
Shit, I just told you. All in
I ain't never seen a car before. But
street car. It's a goddamn street car.
If you weren't fucking scared, you would have got a chance to win. Yeah, if you weren't fucking
scared,
you had a chance to win, mother. You scared, though.
Slow-ass car, damn 650 car shit.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where I'm at. I got lucky on that.
Why you done pissed me off? You got the back tie with the product. Small
right.
Block killer.
All right.
That man ain't going to go, what man. The...
You about
man
to go.
That man wants some goddamn recognition, man. He going from show to show, man, trying to get somebody to side with his motherfucker ass. You can't beat BET at what he do, man.
I told you I'm going to the track this weekend. Well, after I leave the track, I'll call both of y'all. How about that?
We got another car. We going to lock you in. We not going to run you with a little baby. You had your chance with a little baby. That's over with.
Yeah.
We don't need to be talking right now, right? Because I ain't locking nothing in right now.
That's what I'm saying. You should have been laid your motherfucking ass down.
Man, you need to lay the fuck down. Who the fuck you are?
You still on Jack's brand. You still on Jack's brand.
You need to be ready
for
the gangster shit when you call. You need to be ready for the gangster shit when you call. I ain't running you with the little bullshit. I tried to have some fun with you, but you tried to trick me.
I ain't trying to trick shit. You see in my car. I done been to three or four races that you've been with.
I don't know who this guy is.
I don't remember who this guy is. I run so many damn cars.
I can't remember none of them, motherfucker. All right, with the fastness. That's why he got me on the team. I know this shit. I know what the fuck going on right here. I don't know. No, he's just trying to find a definition of stock suspension. He's just trying to get some justification. I told him that stock suspension should be out the one in 2014. He don't believe it, but he gonna get out fucking stiff. When he come up here, we're talking about he's some fucking true stock suspension, and he gonna end up paying the fuck out. Close your mouth.
That's exactly what it should be.
He gonna get fucked up. That's what he gonna get.
Yeah, he gonna get fucked up. I tried to tell him. See, I was just trying to make him aware of what's to come. I wasn't telling him not to do what he's gonna do. I'm just trying to give him some heads up.
They gonna just think they stock suspension. They don't give a damn about where them sharks at, long as it ain't folding or out of bar.
Lock me in on true stock suspension. I'm on. You gonna end up paying the punk out. Hey, don't be mad at me, motherfucker. Hey,
no, I'm not mad at all. I told you I'm not mad. Well, like I don't get mad over this. This is fun to me. This is racing. I don't get mad over no racing.
Yeah, you get mad, Cook, because every time I get on your ass about what's being real, you tell me I ain't got shit. Then why you do that if you ain't mad?
I ain't mad. I ain't mad at all.
You know,
you
have
to listen to the whole thing before you run your mouth, too.
Everybody know what I do.
Do what you do, then.
Then don't have no problem with it, then. Let me do what I do. Just respect what I do. That's all I'm asking.
Well, just keep a napkin. Fucking cum coming out your mouth. You right.
Okay. Keep sitting down with your thumb up your ass, motherfucker. Stay on Jack's stand with your thumb up your ass, motherfucker.
You don't.
You gonna lose something fucking with me. You keep fucking with me, you gonna lose a lot of that, motherfucker.
All right, we'll see. If you don't block a race, you might win some money from me.
Can't get you to race. You just had an easy race, motherfucker. You didn't lock in. Lay down, man. You had an easy race. You wouldn't lock in. You motherfucker, you.
Cause you're about stupid. Before I even said that race, I told you that I ain't locking in.
That's on your dumb ass. That made everybody think, then you got an easy race, a chance to win, and you still wouldn't lock in, and that means that you scared to race, man.
Guess what? I'm scared to race. Okay. That make you feel better?
Can't win.
Does that make you feel better? Because it don't make me feel any which way.
Look, you can't win fucking with me. I'm out of it. I'm done, Tao. You can have your show back now, Tao.
And we're nowhere near closer to what we got going on with the suspension.
Hey, Tao. Fuck suspension, Tao. Let's race. Fuck the suspension. I don't give a damn. You got Willie Bahar, 1632. Fuck all that shit. You can have all that shit. Fuck.
Yeah, you know what? I know I listen to a lot of shows and stuff like that. You know, like out here we really don't get into the outside of, you know, wanting to do tire size or something like that. You know, I don't wanna race a car with a 31 or 33 inch tire on it.
Y'all ain't shit out there, man. Y'all let them damn weekend Oklahoma boys come out there and run over y'all. Man.
I'm telling you, that motherfucking show is my worst nightmare, man. I swear to God. Cow tipping motherfuckers, boy. I swear to God. That's our own fault, man. Hey, and you know what the bad part about it is? I ain't even got a comeback for it. I can't say nothing. I just got to take it on the chin because these stupid motherfuckers let them kick our ass.
I thought Michelle Rhoda was going to whoop their ass. I thought for sure Rhoda was going to take care of business. I thought for sure Rhoda was going to whoop their ass. He got up there and got his ass whooped too.
I thought a couple guys are, but I did put that on my Facebook. I put that race up with the Sonoma and Tough from Chicago. That was nice to see and get them at their asses handed to them. You know what? That was an oranges, man.
Hey, Kale, they locked up for another race coming up soon, huh?
What's that?
They locked in for another race coming up soon.
Yeah, yeah, they did. I don't know if it's in Oklahoma or not.
Oh, they were going to St. Louis somewhere.
They were on somebody. They didn't say where they were going to race at, but they were on Terry's show, I think, and the Sonoma dude got on there.
Hey, it's on YouTube, man. The dude said they're going to run, like, in St. Louis somewhere, man. They said they're going to meet halfway from Chicago and then from OKC. Uh-huh. They're going to meet in St. Louis somewhere. They said they're going to do it on the street.
On the street. On the street. Fuck that street shit.
On the street.
I run the whole fucking loop.
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. How long street racing?
In one day. I run the whole motherfucking list for $2,000 apiece. One day. At the track, though. I take four cars and run the whole motherfucking list.
No, they don't go like that with they on the street. They don't go on the track.
Man.
They already said that.
They keep that.
Now that was Daddy Dave. Was it Daddy Dave that called in on Terry's show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually met him.
They keep their
fake
hands on the street.
What's that?
They should fake. You know how dumb, even the TV show people is dumb to me who put the shit on TV, right? Because when they ran, when the boy for 5,000 from Oklahoma and California, he came back and said, when the small block boy with the Camaro for Oklahoma ran the boy from California for 5,000, he came back and said, he said, how much we run for? 5, wasn't it? And dude said, yeah, 5. And motherfucker run a motherfucker for 5,000. He ain't got to ask him. Yeah, 5. I said, that's the dumbest shit I could ever heard in some damn Brewers race. I know that shit fake.
Oh, hey, what's so funny? They said it ran for 5,000. Did you see how much that see how small that knot was?
Yeah, that shit was real, man. I said, look at that bullshit.
If you ever listen to him race, you're going to hear him shift like 3 or 4 times. If you listen to the race, on some of the races, they dub the tape up and to make a full pass. Listen to it. Listen when they race. You hear it, sometimes they'll shift 3 times, you know, and they got power glides in there. So how are they going to shift 3 times?
I thought they had 3 speeds or something, the motherfuckers. I ain't know. they shifting the shit out of them motherfuckers.
I'm telling you.
But see, that's all the part in the camera work. See, when you film, you got another camera that shot from the starting line, then they trying to tie that same, by the time they make it to that second camera, man, they trying to tie that footage into that footage, and then they'll skip a beat. That's what you hear. You hear the chop up in there.
Yeah.
You got to pay that shit attention. That's just all in the camera work. You can't get the same sound.
I knew
travel
it was some bullshit.
The one camera.
When he come back and said, you said 5,000, didn't he? He said, yeah, 5,000. And then that little ass money handle. That little bullshit, that's a shit, man. These motherfuckers full of shit on their bullshit. So tell them street motherfuckers, they ain't fooling no real motherfucking gangster grudge racers. They fooling these motherfuckers watching this TV bullshit. Because jumping on these shows and all this bullshit, if you're a real grudge racer and you got big tires and willy balls and all that bullshit they got, they'll bring their ass to the track too. They just let you know that street shit's some bullshit. Bring your ass to that track for 3 or 4 thousand.
That's
I see how
way
that
out.
Is.
Yeah,
I run the whole motherfucking list in one day. Go through the whole motherfucking list.
Wait, you know what I heard? Listen to this bullshit. I heard all that money, and this is just what I'm hearing. I don't know how true it is or not. But I heard the money that they bet when the cameras went off, all that money went right back. So there was no skin in the game at all. That was just all for the cameras.
Oh, man, that's some bullshit.
I don't even think I would want to be on TV faking like that. Fuck that. Y'all need to get this real footage.
Fuck that's like moonshine.
What's up, BET?
Hey, who that is?
This is Glenn, man. Came with the little gangster little truck.
What up, Glenn?
Not much, man. Just listening to y'all calling in.
You got that thing? You got that thing straightened out?
Oh yeah, BET. I went through the some of heads off. Got all that shit fixed.
I know you got a lock in for the pre-Mardi Gras.
Yeah, well, I gotta pay eyes, bro. They swap our weeks up to 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off. So I'm gonna be working. He told me we can hold off till I think in March. I should have my motor back together by then.
Oh,
I'm just getting
it
for work now. I'm Monday. I'm gonna start on this. My block in my buddy's shop. I'll start putting it back together. He won't fool with him last time. That's
so you just gonna go ahead and pay the lockup?
Well, no, I tell him to hold off on it. We just gonna wait.
Oh, okay.
Not,
you,
I mean,
you I offered
to pay him. I mean, it ain't no big deal, but $100.
Well, that's
but,
good.
He just want to hold off till he want to race, so
mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, well, that's good thing. Then he ain't charging you nothing. That's good.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to go under, get my stuff together. We just should be good to go. I got some pistons messed up. I got all that shit fixed. New pistons, new rods. Got the heads reworked. Another nitrous camshaft this time. It's all good. With any truck, bro, I'm trying to go undefeated this year. I've been talking shit last year. I ain't do shit. Had all these damn problems.
Well, you're going to have to get off of that buddy-buddy shit now. You talking about you going undefeated with trucks now. You got to run every goddamn body out there now. You can't just be talking about nothing because your friend got a truck you don't want to run.
Well, I don't run anybody, bro. No, that's racing. It's all good.
Yeah.
Two of them blow my ass a whole lot last year.
Yeah. Get his goddamn ass back.
Get his ass back.
You know, Scooby cool. It's all good. It's just racing.
All right.
I heard these nuts on here earlier. You must have hung up, huh?
Are you laying down on his stomach?
I'm here.
I don't believe these nuts laying down. I believe these nuts are racing, bro.
Yeah, I'm here.
I know you ain't laying down on these nuts.
No, there ain't no laying down, fuck. As soon as
that
motherfucker gets ready, fuck, I'll be ready.
Hey, Louisiana got to stand up this year.
Yeah, we got that.
Hey, that pre-Mardi Gras, is that Big Clark's race again, or is that...
Yeah,
Big Clark and Gadget.
Oh, okay. Back in Lena again?
Oh, Battlefield. It's a new place this year. It's supposed to be it's a bigger track. A lot of parking, so they ain't going to have that, you know. Confusions, hopefully.
I hope they have more parking.
That was a good race. That was a hell of a race. That really was. I mean, it was clusterfuck, but it was a good show.
That's the main thing that we got to get at these grudge race going right is the lanes, man. I had like have at least one lane open with nobody in it for grudge racing. Where you can just pull up and run.
Does anybody know how to get a hold of Pro Stock Joe right now? Do you know if he'd be up or want to come on the show? I need to chat with him.
Uh-oh.
I ain't got his number. He on my Facebook, but I don't have his phone number.
Yeah, I got to see if he's got a... he shot a video last year at Lena, and I got to see if he's got it. Or just a certain segment of it. So we get down to the nitty gritty on this stuff going on with Three Lug and Chad. Speaking of Lena, but I don't know if they're going to hook up again or not.
Three Lug and Chad gonna race.
Well, you know what? No, Chad went down to Macon. And I guess he tried to get after Three Lug down when he went down to Macon. I don't know the whole story on that because I wasn't there. But then when we and Lena, Chad wanted to race him again, and And he kind of, I don't want to say he backed out. You know, he was saying he was going to race, but then the race, then he kind of threw Leon in the mix of it all, and Chad wasn't going to race Leon. Well, Chad's stupid enough. He would have done it. He would have raced him. Yeah, Chad would have raced him. Maybe
he didn't want to do what?
Yeah, exactly.
You said he didn't want to race Leon.
He didn't want to what?
Did you say he didn't want to race Leon?
No. I didn't think he should have raced Leon, but Three Luck kind of passed the buck to race Leon. But I don't know if Leon didn't. I don't think Leon took any hits or anything that day. And he didn't want to go off the trailer. So,
he should have went off the trailer with Leon. That was money in the bank. He should have went off the trailer with Leon. That was money in the bank. Shit.
Yeah.
That was cash money, though. That was cash money.
And so, I guess
Leon
on that grunt.
Hit off the trailer. I ain't never seen
Leon make a good hit when he off the trailer or a couple of hits after that.
Shit, yeah, I'm with you. I ain't never seen him make a good hit. Man, he gave us a break and fucked us up.
Shit, he
would
trick
y'all.
Yeah, he turn that shit on.
Yeah, he tricked y'all.
Y'all went out the back door, then.
Yeah, I know what
we for Leon with. Yeah. We sprayed the spray, gave us a break.
Why you go hard on Leon? Leon can ride, man.
I'm not hard on Leon. I just ain't seen Leon make no good hits lately. I mean, a long time. Last year, you before that. Leon ain't made no good hits. I watch cars.
He was having a problem with the car, but he got a different car now.
He got a drop top. Hell, he got a drop top now.
Yeah, he got a drop top Camaro.
Shit. Hell, he ain't made no good hit in it.
That motherfucker huckling and bucking got the shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that one doing the same thing that the buggy one doing.
It's the worst.
I knew P.E.T. was going to say that. I said, I'm a hooking and bugging.
Nah,
you don't get it right.
Like a Bronco.
Nobody be mad at P.E.T. Hey, you know what, though? The funny part about it, I used to tell Leo what to do to the car when it wouldn't be hooking and bucking and stuff, right? But he wouldn't know, you know, he had a few changes he should have had to make, he needed to make. Let me explain something to you. These cars have to have certain stuff to get going in them to make them be smooth. And it just don't push certain, just anything, any motherfucker be smooth. You got to put, you know, you got to listen and ask other people opinions and ask them what they got. You can't be afraid to ask questions, you know. And like me, I tell a man, what, you know, what I think wrong with him, what kind of problem he having, because I want to see everybody make a good, clean pass and race. But if you don't change that shit, it ain't going to change yourself. You're going to do the same thing you did. If you didn't change nothing, we're hucking and bucking. When you went to the track Thursday and you go to the track Sunday and you don't change nothing and try to change it for the better, they're going to be doing the same things.
Yeah.
Hucking and bucking.
So you get with a person, you say, man, what you think going on? They say, well, what you got? I got this. I got that. For one, he used to run a 400 transmission. you can't run a 410 gear with a 400 transmission unless you run a new 400 transmission that just got one. You leaving on second gear. But he was leaving on first gear. Shit, that motherfucker going to be so violent, especially if you transfer the license.
Well, he got big tires, though. He can stand to be riding on the line. That's why he got gym shoes on.
I wouldn't give a fuck if he had a Promar guy. The Promars don't even run them damn. They run
low gills. They run 150s and 140s on a damn pro mod. He run a damn 400 transmission of a 2-something, the first gill. All you do is put a power glide in it, a 169 power glide, and he probably would have been all right.
Yeah, some bitch wouldn't been so violent.
He want to stay old school. He want to keep it old school.
Man, he thumped that bitch outside the head. He'd be all over the track.
He didn't want to change the shifter.
Hey, who that boy he beat in the quarter mile, that green Mustang? Was that the Hulk? Eastside Strangler?
Yep.
Yeah, that's her.
The Hulk?
Yeah, that was Eastside Strangler. He fucked up so behind back there, goddammit. And he finally got that shit straight on out there the big end. And he come around Eastside Strangler.
That's why he got to run a quarter mile. He got shit coming in.
Yeah,
you
know that. Yeah,
you know what's crazy? The next event, he raised somebody mad. And, like, the car didn't go no motherfucking well. That shit pissed off.
I wanted to last a quarter mile, though. Let him do all that shit behind me. And then he going to catch that motherfucker. I shut that bitch off at the 8th, and goddamn Leo still wouldn't catch her. not where we went in Florida. We shut that bitch off at the 8th, boy. Woo, I said, woo, look at the quarter mile time on that motherfucker. Bad motherfucker. I said, woo!
Yes, sir. We have it that time straight. What I've had to go on smooth. I think he won't be ever used to it, because he's so used to it.
He got the new Camaro and shit, so he's probably get it squirt. You know, he's probably get it going pretty fast. He fucking around. He's going to be fast. He's going to be drawing all out of here. Some big old tires and wheelie bars and shit.
That car is fast. I don't see why he's telling me. That car is
fast.
Man,
that goddamn car ain't been fast.
That car has been fast,
hey,
man.
Hey, what's that motherfucker?
He got that
car.
That car ain't been fast. That car ain't been fast. That motherfucker ain't been fast.
Gee, where you been?
I ain't never seen him make a full pass a couple of years. I've seen him.
Remember
now, when I speak, you know, I'm from the north, and we do quarter mile. So most times when you hear me say it's been fast, I'm still speaking up in a quarter mile, not an eighth. I ain't seen the car run since Leon had it.
No,
I was speaking before Leon got the car.
You don't know
how
fast
it was
in a quarter mile then.
But wait, see, you speaking of when Leon got the car. I was speaking before Leon got the car. I said that car has been fast. I'm not saying Leon.
That car has been fast when Perry had the car.
That car's been fast, man. That car's been fast.
Man, motherfucking chicken with that motherfucker that been fast.
Shit. That car's been fast.
Man, I follow Perry when Perry was one of my main ducks. He was one of my main ducks. Shit, man, that motherfucker ain't been nothing.
You might just be faster with it. It's a difference being fast and fast.
No, I don't know what you call fast, man.
That car been fast, man. You got to look at what
that motherfucker ain't been up. That car ain't been fast.
See, what you doing right now?
What you doing right now?
You comparing the ET to 2008. Is 7 to the ET to 2014, and you can't do that.
Man, that motherfucker was slow in 2008. That motherfucker was slow in 2007.
Just admit that you were faster. That the car was slow, man. You were just faster. Now, what we got to do with it, I don't
know. That was a 5 outlaw car. It really was slow. That motherfucker was super slow.
Oh, he said, I just speak from when Leon had him. I ain't never seen a nigga pull a pass.
I haven't seen the guy run since Leon had it. I know you had it, but I haven't seen it run. I'm telling you now, D, that motherfucker ain't doing nothing but hucking and bucking down the goddamn track.
What?
I've been hearing that's all I've been hearing on it. I've been hearing he huffing and puffing. Well, you can see it for yourself. Send me $20, goddamn it. I'll send it to you. You say you ain't never seen it. Send me $20. I'll show it to you, guys.
This new car is doing the same thing the burgundy one was doing. They're doing exactly the same thing.
That motherfucker's car ain't never been fast, man. I don't know what beat him seen that. We ran that car in Memphis, man, with King Kong.
What's the fast,
man.
You seen that car? What's the fast you seen the car run with?
Huh?
What's the fast you seen it run out the back there? What's the fast you seen it go?
Shit, nothing.
I ain't never seen it run out the back though.
Yeah, it's been out the back though.
Hey, we put a train.
Let me tell you how that car did. I saw that car leave so hard until all four tires cleared the ground.
He was running me. I was locked in to run him that day.
Where did he grow? At the Grove?
No, he did that right here in Chicago at the Grove.
I saw all four tires clear the ground.
But how fast you think he went with all four tires off the ground, B?
No, I'm just saying how hard the car was leaving, man.
Listen, the car would leave, and that's as far as it go.
You said the car would move as far as it
goes. I'm just being honest. Since Leon had it, the car leave like a motherfucker, and that's as far as it go.
Well, like I said, man, I haven't seen the car run since Leon had it. I can't speak on what Leon doing with it. I just feel he's going to get it right.
That's why Barry got rid of that motherfucker.
I think he's gonna get the car right. He got good people around him.
He got the convertible one, but what's funny, the convertible one doing the same thing that the Bentley one was doing.
I'm sitting at the shop. I didn't go to Orlando. I stayed at the shop. My partner called me from Orlando. He said, when the ass hit that corner, lock the ass in. He said, man, I said, hit that goddamn corner. He let the window down. He had his Lando stickers all on the front of his truck. You know, the thing that gives you the license plate thing, Lando World, Speed World. Fuck all that Lando Speed World shit. Lock that weak motherfucker in. One pair of jump in the goddamn truck. Lock that motherfucker in for about 107,500. We blow the hood off on his ass, man. Around about 1,000 foot, man. We blow the hood off on his ass, man.
You were just faster. That didn't make the man be slow, man.
We were slowed in. We were slow. Compared to a 10.5 outlaw car. Now, you got to look at this. This is a 10.5 outlaw car now.
True.
It is. He had on 29. He had on 33s. Wheelie balls, man. No wheelie balls. Fiberglass, everything on his car.
I know when we was down at the north versus the south. A big Chrysler was calling Leon out. He had it on his back window, written in marker. Leon got the back tire and the brake.
But listen, man, let me tell you something.
Good God,
when you having problems with your car, and the world of drag racing know you are not right. Everybody call you out when they know you got right. Well, that might be true, D, but you get on these shows talking about you ready to lock a motherfucker in.
You better make sure that motherfucker right there before you be talking that shit then.
I cannot disagree with you. This was the hometown saying he had the slowest big chief in the world.
Yeah, lock in then. Off the trailer. When you're right, you're right.
And that's something you shouldn't do if you know you're not right. But the only thing I'm telling the brother that anybody call you out when you know your car is not right. Now, when that car gets right, where that big car can be calling on his back door then?
Well, see, B, the difference is he doing the calling out.
Right.
So if your car had right, I wouldn't be saying nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well,
I just know B's right. I agree with it.
He the one be, you know what I'm saying, be getting them ass whoopings handed to him because he be begging for it.
Well,
sure,
sure,
well,
man,
well,
I can
well,
cover
well,
the man. He's still going to get his ass handed to him because I don't know. I was curious on the car. Goddamn it. Shit, keep knocking his ass off. Leon ain't gonna do nothing, man. Shit, man. Leon ain't gonna do nothing.
When you get out
listen
of the
here, man. Listen here, man.
Yeah, he's gonna get up. He's here, man. Hey, man, let me tell you something, man.
I told you, Wig Man, next time we at the same track, man, I'm gonna do something to you, man.
I'm gonna fuck you up, man. Y'all gonna
yeah.
be. Hey.
Yeah, that is.
You shut up, man, because you don't got nothing to do with this, man.
Yeah, you ain't got shit, BT. You shut the fuck up.
He's going to get in the top,
right? Hey, he told me you didn't address the shot, right? I said, what you getting done? I'm getting a tunnel, man. I said, shit. You need to be getting them up with the wheel. And you going to shorten his wheel balls up. I said, you going to shorten them up. Shit.
Oh.
I want the motherfucker as long as I can get
him. He may feel like he needs more travel.
You losing the front end up, you let the wheel ball up.
You
want the wheel ball as long as you. All the motherfuckers I know running the wheel ball short is them boys up north. You want them motherfuckers as long as you can get them.
Well,
anybody tell you that?
I'm looking at the wheel ball, man.
I'd rather run my car without Willie Bob.
Well, this is how I look at Willie Bob. They're running short Willie Bob before they start extending them. And cars are going fast with them. So, here's the thing a lot of people don't understand about race car.
I think if you were racing now, we'll have your ass strung out.
That's what many people told me when I was racing with. But you know what?
Man,
we
had your ass strung out, dude.
Hey, when I was in the race, I heard that. And all those guys that said that to me, I tore their ass up. But from there, you see
you
that.
Did you say you were Bobby Cole?
No, I never ran Bobby Cole. I can't whoop anybody.
Bobby,
I never ran. I tell you, I whooped you in the grip.
I'm on your ass. You stayed out the way. You did.
I tell you, I whooped you in the grip.
You stayed out the way.
I didn't say I know by the way when I was racing. When I was racing, I wasn't looking for action. I raced practically every night. He was on our street racing then. He was too.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was down that way. Yeah, but he wasn't really racing up here like that, like you do it now. The grudge racing thing now is a traveling circuit every day, every week. It wasn't like that then. You know,
yeah.
Even here, most of the guys out south,
Chicago,
we have most of the racing. All they came late.
Okay, you were running four then.
Yeah, all they came late. But what I'm trying to get you to see is...
Three came down with a goddamn Chevelle or something, man. That motherfucker was fast, too, on the street.
See, that's the thing I always go against. People said their car's slow. Cars back then are slow now. They were fast back then.
No, I said three-wheeler was fast on the street.
Yeah.
He was fast.
Yeah. What's up, mommy?
I can look at one of the motherfuckers if he's getting out of sight, getting out of the way now. I can look at one of them getting out of the way.
Yeah, three-wheeler used to go to drop a dime. He didn't care. Lock in. That's all he'd say. Lock your ass in.
If three-wheeler's ready to go.
Three-wheeler Monte Carlo was fast.
If Monte Carlo was quick.
Yeah, it's pretty fast. But you see how we used to drive around them, don't it?
But listen, check this out,
I told you some guy ran short with a ball, so I'm wrong. You said you whoop me. This man, I'm telling you so you know this. A car should be built from the front to the back, from the bottom to the top. One piece doesn't make the race car. See, he may feel like he needs shorter wheelie bars because of other things that he's working with in his car. I don't know. I ain't around a man's car. But
hey, quit taking up for that hucker bucket ass goddamn car, man. That man ain't that shit, man.
He needs some 101 wheelie bars.
And BET, he had them short motherfuckers too.
Yeah, he just tried to please
Leon
goddamn
Kane. I didn't run with it,
back then they had the spring loaded one, so you know. It was...
Yeah, I didn't run that spring shit. We ran them long motherfuckers.
I seen guys go from the short one to the long one. It's all in the car, man.
Right, some cars need
more travel than others. Some cars don't need a lot of travel.
Yeah.
I seen Jerry take a Dodge. That to look at Jerry's Dodge, if you didn't know drag racing, you wouldn't think that car was leaving as hard as it was leaving because it was just shoot straight out.
Right.
No front end travel at all. Just bam, gone. And I seen it with cars that were just clang, glad out, you know. It's all in the car. It's all in the car set up. So you can't just say, I need a 6-inch Twitter bar or 8-inch Twitter bar because I want that on there. So it looks good. That's just the way to go.
Change the suspension.
Yeah, it's a combination. You know, it's a combination.
Right.
But, you know, his car, I can't say what's happening with Leon's car, man. I don't know. I just say he's going to get the car right. The VET should stop taking up for me.
We're talking about the same Leon, though, right?
Not
Uncle Larry's brother. Not Uncle Larry's brother, right?
No.
That's not who I'm talking
about.
We're
talking about Lukey Leon.
Yeah, I just put that in Leon. I don't think that's a problem. Yeah, well, you already get Leon a break.
I was trying to cover for a second, but...
We aren't good people, man. We aren't good people. I like for him to see it get his car straight. It's just, you know, I'm just saying what I done seen the past couple of years. That's all.
Right.
I ain't trying to badger him or down him or nothing. I just, when I've seen his car ain't been right the last couple of years.
And see, that makes it bad for him, too, because if you're, it makes it bad, but it goes back to what we were saying earlier. If you're waiting on a car to be 100%, you're going to never race. More likely.
You're going to never race, right?
But Leon will go race if you get to talking to him too much. He will go race and his car not right.
Oh, he'll go.
Yeah, and that makes it bad.
Do you think that three lug would come to California or come out this way?
No. I'll take it back. I have seen Leon make a full pass when he was at Milan, and Young Money had a yellow Mustang. They called it Yellow Thing. He ran that car, and he made a full pass with that car. He didn't win. But the car made a full pass. And that was the only time I see that car made a full trip through the whole quarter. Yeah. Okay.
But you don't think three lug and then will come out this way?
I don't know, Tail. I guess if
three lug is financially able to go and got equipment to go, man, three lug go anywhere. That's been one of his pitfalls. Three lug is one drag racer that will go anywhere and race anybody if he just say he got a half a chance of winning.
That's
for sure.
That motherfucker crazy.
Yeah, give him a chance, he gonna go.
I seen that fool at Milan. He made a pass at Milan. Man, that car backfired 6 times. I mean, flames was over the whole car, and this fool still made a pass.
Yeah, I said, man, this three-lug.
And the flames covered the whole car. This fool stayed in it. I said, man, he crazy.
What car? Who was this?
This shit was flying, though. I can't lie, I said it wasn't flying. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, from this backside right four times and shit. Reloads made a hell of a pass that day. I said, God damn.
Hey, tell him though, it sucked that flame back in, and that motherfucker got the rag.
Yeah, it sucked that motherfucker back in. It was like slow motion.
Man, that shit was crazy.
Man, shit, he made a hell of a pass.
Hey, you got it on YouTube too, man. Y'all get a chance to look at it.
He made a hell of a pass. I give him that. But old yellow thing, right? That motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, he sucked that flame, and that motherfucker got the rep.
Like I said, man, if Three Lugger man went right, Three Lugger gonna try something. Anybody that know Trey know he would try something.
That motherfucker will.
Yeah, when I was they were on that site, that grudge site. I guess Chad put out a 2,000 punk out on 2,000 or better for a race. Now it's just where. And then he told them that he would Three Lug wants to run out the back door. Chad told me he'd run out the back door, or if Three Lug took the wheelie bars off his car, he'd race him in the 8th mile on his 26s.
Oh, Three Lug ain't taking nothing off his car.
Spring loaded motherfucker.
He ain't taking nothing off his car.
He need to take them motherfuckers out. They ain't helping them at all. Throwing them up. Throwing
them up. Taking them off.
He ain't taking them off, but he need to for the weight, and then when he get on, they throw the car up.
He the only person I know, I don't know where he be getting them big-ass Willy Bar wheels from.
Yeah.
They look like Doom Buggy, a little bitty. I'm like, where in the hell he be getting?
I think he getting them motherfuckers out one of them damn, you know that wheel you roll to do your stomach for your stomach?
Oh, man.
Talk about that air roller with the lawnmower wheel.
That motherfucker wheel. You see, look at that motherfucker. See, look at one of them wheel things. He said, fuck, I fucked my wheel. He grabbed, you know, that motherfucker got two wheels on it, man. And you roll out and just fuck your stomach. You get on your knees and shit. See, look, give me a motherfucker. No. Fuck that. I'm going to get these wheels out of these motherfucking wheels or stomach thing.
Oh, man.
Leon, three look going to end up being bad motherfuckers out there next year.
Yeah. They sure will.
BET, hey, what the hell are they be doing? Leon,
what are you doing? That motherfucker huggling and bugging, man. Huggling and bugging, man.
Hey, Leo, I'm going to kick your ass at the goddamn banquet, the bank. Man, Leo was sharp as a motherfucker at the last banquet. Y'all see it? Hey, Leo, sharp as a motherfucker.
Listen here, BET, man. You ain't got nothing to do with this gamble, man. You just need to stay out of it. Sit your ass down, man.
BET.
Yeah.
I bet you BET wakes up in the morning, stretches, yawns, and says, let's see who I can fuck with today. And he rolls out this huge list of names. Like a Christmas list.
Mr. B said they got them dropped out fast.
What's that?
Now I'm talking about Leon Cobb. Mr. B said it used to be fast when Pierre had
it. Oh.
Is it still the same color?
Used to, and what it's been doing, that's totally different.
Man, I ain't never known Perry to have nothing fast, to be honest with you.
You just answered Perry your question.
He was 3 tenths slower than anything that was in his class. Even when he had the Beretta, the Pro Mod Beretta, he was 3 tenths slower than all the goddamn Pro Mod. That was
damn.
The fastest thing Perry had, the Beretta he got from the draft. He put that big block in it.
Damn.
Oh, the car's got a big block in it now?
Nah, well, this is a car Perry used to have. Yeah, Leon, I don't know what Leon got in there. I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about, I thought you were talking about a 3-Lux car. Jerry used to own 3-Lux car.
No.
Man, I wouldn't give a damn what 3-Lux got. I wouldn't give a damn what he got. I don't even know what he got.
Man.
I'd take that Predator and beat his ass.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, because 3-Lug wants Chad to come out there to Little Tony's race in June.
Uh-huh.
And
I know one thing. You want to say true, stock everything, that's 3-Lug. That motherfucker got stock brakes, stock shocks. That motherfucker like a regular goddamn Firebird. I'm like, how in the fuck is he driving? Man, please. That motherfucker got to say, you can go everything on his car, you can go to AutoZone and buy off the shelf.
He ain't lying about that.
Tell old boy from Louisiana.
He said he got his shot.
That's true stock suspension.
That's true stock suspension. Factory
stock suspension. That's true stock suspension. He can go straight to the auto parts and buy everything off the shelf for that car. Only thing he got is a roll cage in there, a 6-point cage.
Well, I'd like to see that race go down. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure if it's locked in, we're coming to Tony's race. I'm just
hey, one thing I tell you, Teo.
What's that?
Teo, y'all love that track. A beautiful track, hooking track, facility, beautiful, man, top notch. Y'all love that. It'd be worth that trip.
Oh yeah, 131. That's a bad bitch.
Man, that's a mad BET was there.
Yes, sir.
It'll make you not want to go home.
Yes, sir. That grass up there, Teo, is like fucking carpet, man. I ain't never been to a manicured lawn, man.
That shit look like a golf course, man. When you ride in
manicure.
A gate, that's what you think it is for a minute. Like, what the fuck is this, a golf course?
Yeah, that's bad bitch, though.
You ain't even got to be on the line to get you a good view of the race. Anywhere you sit in
hell,
there,
hell not.
It's a beautiful view.
Anywhere in the track, you can get a good view.
Damn, it's like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad I tell you
bad
what, Rick, you
with.
Come up there, I guarantee you, you're going to see what you want to see or more. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, we're coming.
They got free power outlets, all that shit, man. I'm talking about, man.
They got all
real
that shit.
Clean real
bathrooms,
shit. Man.
Motherfucker clean the bathrooms every hour on the hour. I'm telling you, man, that's a nice track.
Is that 131?
So you ain't got to bring your wife to wipe the damn bathroom seats and shit when you come to the track.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, place man, that you will keep going and keep going and keep going. It's worth that money.
It ain't in no bad spot. It ain't hard to find that motherfucker. That motherfucker great, ain't it?
Right off the highway. So when you pulling up to the exit, you will see the track. You know, you do is make one turn off that ramp to the gas station down that road. You at the track.
Mm-hmm. You at the track. Yeah, man. That's a nice track, man.
Are we talking about 131?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Martin, Michigan.
Martin?
Yeah, you know, like I said, if if this thing does get locked up, I guess we'll be coming out there in June. But
This will be that Midwest Grudge National race for that 10 bands, that shootout for that 10 bands. I know there's going to be a lot of people looking for that.
That June 26th?
Yeah, for them 10 bands. Shit, I don't know who ain't going to come this racing.
I know we'll be there. We're going to fuck
bands,
him over.
Everybody come.
Hey, did Terry ever have that race for that $100,000?
Oh, shit, no.
I was curious because I never heard anything about that.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
$500 buy-in.
Motherfucker get $100,000 already. Motherfucker's going to be putting up $5,000 to enter that motherfucker. Now, I know back in years ago they gave $50,000 away in Huntsville. The first place paid $50. $10,500. Mike Hill won it.
Now how would they do a race like that? Would they step only have certain kind of cars, or it's just run what you brung and?
Yeah, this is, you know, 29s, 28s, whatever you want to do it.
Yep,
you got to have some
spectators
and
28 together.
You got to have some spectators and that motherfucker to get 100.
What about chassis cars? No chassis cars?
No, probably not. No chassis cars. Probably, you know, back you probably stock suspension, the back half with the front stock front. That's normally how they've been going.
Mm-hmm. And it's suspension as long as the front is the stock location, I guess. Stock front.
Yep.
Stock front.
Stock front end. Stock
style
front end, yeah. But now if you get in that kind of money, you let all the motherfuckers in, as long as they got on 29s, 28s or whatever, you know. You're going to need all the cars you can get.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of goddamn money. All the spectators, cars, every damn thing.
Hey, Wick, when do your races start? You wanna plug some shows when you're gonna be having them yet, or are they still kind of far away?
Well, yeah, March 16th, my first race. We got the roll call over in Hot Springs. We're doing a roll call, and then we're gonna unveil a new car too. March 16th, Hot Springs. We're gonna unveil the new shorty car. Making a couple passes, shakedowns, or whatever. We ain't going to have to be at no damn 100% the race either. I get that bitch around about 65%, 70%. We're going to turn it up. We're going to turn on. We're going to be ready to go.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to unveil a new car at that race. Then we'll probably be bringing the Predator back. I mean, Candy Cane back out. All the motherfuckers who talked all that shit about Candy Cane, Chemo, we have it back out, so we'll be looking for some action with it. And like I said, we'll be doing a roll call, just all grudging, kind of get back acquainted with the track and get back in the swing of things. So we won't be doing no shootout or nothing like that. We'll be trying to get back in the swing of things. Like I said, March 16th. I think Boom and them, Grudge Inc. got a race March 15th over in Louisiana. So maybe some of them guys, when they leave that way, if they got to come back, a lot of them guys from North got to come back through my way anyway. So they can stop over there and get on my ass whooped and keep going. That's what we specialize in that hole, whooping the ass. We ain't lost that many in the hole. We got a real good record in that hole. We ain't lost that many in that hole. So, you know, y'all can stop doing. See the new car. See what you be looking to get. See what you know in for the new year and whatever. And
get some good hospitality, get a good track, make you a good shakedown and stuff. Same thing you'll get over in Louisiana. You know, they got a good track over there, no problem.
Are you guys warming up out there at all, weather-wise?
Yeah, it'll be warm for a day or two. Like today, it was 60. But they saying Monday it'll be back cold, real cold again, I think. So it's doing some crazy shit. We really ain't been able to work on the cars like we want to. It's been so cold and shit in the shops. And we're getting it together, though. We're getting it together. It's coming along. We running a little bit behind, though.
Hey, what happened to Tony Baz race today?
What's that?
Did Tony Baz have a race today?
Yeah, they canceled it. It rained over that way, I think. Okay. Yeah, it rained. Canceled that one. And I think Ronnie Brown got the 15th or February 15th, and that also. I mean, South Georgia Motorsports. I don't think we're going to be on. We pushing it. I don't know if we're going to be able to make that one, though. We ain't got engines, a couple of engines back yet. Supposed to get them back this following week here, but, you know how that go.
Are you going to, you're going to Gadget's race, aren't you?
Yeah. We're going to Gadget's race.
You guys got anybody locked in there?
Shit, I don't even know. No, I don't know. Do we got somebody locked in BTL? I can't remember.
No, I've been trying to goddamn medals down and pull, motherfucker. I can't get no motherfucker man to commit. But like I said, we we there. We gonna raise some goddamn body. If they show their ass up there, they can get some. But we can't get nobody locked in.
Yeah, we're going to run Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, cool.
They're like we tried to run that fella on the phone, you know. Like I said, we can't make them race. Give them an easy race, goddamn. They still, goddamn, lay down on the goddamn stomach. So, you know, might get over there, goddamn, and give a motherfucker one and one. We got that small block killer coming, so, you know.
Well, we street cop. True stock suspension. Goddamn Predator. It's true stock suspension. Street car. Roll up wonders. No fiberglass but the hood. No leg sand. Stock seats. Yeah. True stock suspension.
Tao, I ain't mean to come over here and fuck your show up, Tao.
Yes, you did. Don't lie. Yes, you did. I know. Hey, I know better, baby. I know better. Yeah, you did. who are you trying to kid? I'm telling you, did you hear me when I said that? I said, you wake up in the morning with a list of names and say, who can I fuck with today? Who's going to be the lucky person I can get under this skin today? I ain't mad at you, brother. I ain't mad at you.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
Nah, you know what, man?
What can I do?
I think you're
like going,
hey, brother.
Say what they open?
No, Cimarron ain't on.
He probably tired. He was at the round table last night.
Yeah.
You called the Cimarron too many times, he'll be on in a second.
Sitting at the round table.
He gonna pop up
table.
With me, Mr. Cimarron.
That man say, hey, Cadillac say, he talking about the snitches. That man took the shit out of me last night. I said, man, Cadillac, boy, I'm going to listen to his show every Friday. I'll make sure we'll be on that motherfucker. Cadillac, so we're sitting at the round table, baby.
He had me confused for a minute. He's like, snitches? I'm like, what snitches?
He said, but, boy, they're telling what you got under your hood and shit.
Well, like I said, you know, you get a lot of, I think they just want the fame. They want the fame to be able to speak on these shows. Like I said, sometimes, you know, it's good for you. Sometimes it bites you in the ass. Because, like I said, you get the whooping too bad and sticking your chest out. You have somebody drawing your ass, and then you can't show up to the race. Why you waste time doing all this talking about how bad you is, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you waste a whole lot of time talking about how tough your motherfucking ass is. As soon as the motherfucker draw on you, you run in the bush. You know.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have some trick cars come out. We got some cars going to be so fast this year, they're going to look like a ghost on the side. You ain't going to be able to see it. They're going to think they're changing colors and everything.
Well, like I said, we're gonna turn it up for 2014. We're going to turn it up a little bit. We got to turn it up a little bit now.
Yeah, I'm going to turn them up a little bit. I'm giving them the okay.
Uh-huh.
I done gave them the okay, so stay out the way. That's all I can tell you. If you smell like you in the way, we're going to get on your ass. Don't rev
yes,
your boat up too high. Keep it low. Don't take that bitch over 2,000, 2,500. I'm glad I'm going to thank you, Becky, now.
Yes, sir.
We got a surprise for old Brian Davis. I know he think he got something slick. He think he's slick. We got a surprise for him.
Yes,
March in Holly Springs. That's your first reason.
Hey, Brian Davis gonna think it's his goddamn birthday. When he get down to that 8 mile, you're gonna see them flames, and I'm gonna say, blow them out. And he's gonna wish he won.
Gonna blow the candles out on that.
Yes, sir. He gonna blow them out. When he close by us after the race over with, motherfucker, still the pipe gonna be still lit up. He gonna be still waiting on Chris Tune to read the graph. Cause I'm gonna tell his, I'm ready to have 5 minutes before the track close. I know they read the race back and checking the air and the humidity and all that bullshit. I ain't ready yet. Rich, you ready? Nope. Can't make me another shake, though. I'll get with you in a minute. I'm going to wait till the dew fall. Track go out there about, you know, oil downs and shit. Shit, I'm tripping. I'm going to wait, goddamn. Don't wait long enough when they can't get another shake. They can't get another read, man. They can make all the passes they want. I ain't running their ass to 2 minutes before the track close. They check that shit out till they ass catch a fire.
I can't read nothing in.
I'm going to run their 30 seconds before the track close. I'll be in them goddamn water box. I can sit up there and say I ain't ready to 37 for the track close. Okay?
Yeah, ain't got no time. Ain't got no time on it. Yeah, that's your
race. I don't put no time on my race. Then I don't know. I might make one shakedown and say, shit, fuck it, I'm ready. Depends on how I feel that day. It may not look too good, I can tell you that. That damn tricked me. I hold them out.
No, we got him covered.
Nah, I'll just bullshit. I ain't gonna do that shit. I'll just bullshit. I'll just bullshit. I ain't gonna hold him out like that. I gonna get Chucky a break, man. I give him a break this time. I give him a little. I give him a little break. He ain't been out, so I give him a break.
They going to they going down to duck race the week before.
Yeah, they going to duck race. Oh, class, Ray.
I was hoping to get Pro Stock on here, man. I guess he's just not around. Dang.
He around or something else.
He's missing.
Hey, I heard dog that dude. Dog down there in Florida. Man, they put a video up of the crowd that was down there that race. Man, goddamn. That motherfucker came out down there and said it was 85 degrees down there today.
Damn,
they had a fucking crowd down there, motherfucker. You hear me? Goddamn stands packed. Goddamn staging lanes packed. Every goddamn that motherfucker had a race down there today.
What's happening down there, BT?
Huh?
What's happening down in Florida?
Oh, they had a race down there. Dog was doing the MC down there.
Okay.
Yeah, West Palm Beach.
Who threw that race, BT?
Quick Rick, and Mo guy. I forget that little fella's name. For hell, Quick Rick was the whole sponsor of that race.
Man, that sounds like some good weather there. 85.
Man, they had telling you, man, it was a motherfucker dying the other day, man. I'm telling you. That bitch looked like Orlando, man.
Damn.
Yeah, these folks ready to get back at them. They ready to go.
I want this cold weather to get the hell out of here, man. Oh, it's killing me.
How cold is it up there?
Well,
what's that?
Up here in Michigan, it's like 40 some degrees right now.
It was about maybe 70 today, but last night it dipped. It dipped down to, I think, to 38 degrees, and I wasn't having none of that bullshit.
Yeah, that's cold for up there.
We wishing for a 38 degree kid. We wishing for that. That's summertime, right?
70 degrees.
I would tell the boss I ain't coming to work until it gets to about 70. No way, man.
Hey. The last 2 days, we've been below zero here. 11 and 15 below.
Well, we've been doing pretty good in Detroit. We was in the 30s today, so.
No, this 30 is, in rain. This is Pro Stock Joe. Somebody shouted me out.
Pro Stock Joe, what's that?
Say on Pro Stock Joe, on. Hello?
I don't know. He's not on.
That is the real Joe. Joe is on. That's Joe.
Oh, where's he at, Joe?
Yo, what's up? Who's that, Chad?
Hey, Joe, this is Teo out in California. What's up, brother?
Oh, Teo, what's up, dude? How you doing, man?
Hey, Listen, man, we was just touching a little bit bases on that stuff going on with Chad and Three Lug, and I was wondering if you had that video.
Wow. Actually, and I believe it's up. It's somewhere on Smack Talk TV. I forget which where it's at in the foot. It's Smack Talk TV. I believe that was pre Mardi Gras explosion.
It was last year, I guess.
Last year. I mean, March of last year.
Right.
All right. You know what I got to do? I think I got to look for it. I don't know if I put that up or not. I don't think I put up the whole video. I don't think I put the whole thing up because I never did do a whole video on that one. But yeah, I think I have some footage where EO and Three Lugs are going at it a little bit. I believe so.
Now, you know, I was there. I was standing right there when you were filming it all, and I'm just trying to figure out, maybe I missed something that during that whole conversation. But I could have swore Chad called him out for $1,000.
Oh yeah, he did. I can bear with. I think this conversation was raging, and I mean raging over on Facebook. And I think I put my little 2 cents in there. So yeah.
I read it all. That's what I was saying because I was telling Chad. I said, Chad, there's a video. I said, Pro Stock Joe took the video of all this. It's all on tape.
Well, I'll tell you what I got to do, man. I got to go back and look at it, and I'll tell you what I'll do is if you just text me your number once I put my hands on it, I will text you back and tell you where you can find it.
Yeah, I'll send you a message on Facebook, Joe.
Okay, good deal.
And then I'll put my number and all the stuff on there, and if you need anything else, let me know.
All right.
Because
I
remember the whole thing, man. I remember when Three Lug took his shirt off and Chad started rubbing his man tits.
Yeah, I definitely know I got that too. You just remind. Yeah, I got that. I definitely got. And I remember the whole thing too. That just shocked me. I know I got that. I remember that belly. I will never forget it. That left me with nightmares for a month. But, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, you know, you see a lot of things out there, just some things that you remember right off when you hear it.
All right. That was the main thing in that conversation. When dude took his shirt off and,
Chad started playing with his titties.
and the thing that surprised me now, you know, and again, we had, as a matter of fact, we were staying in the same hotel, and we had breakfast, and Chad was telling me how he had, you guys had come from California, and how much time it had taken you and the whole deal, and then when we get to the track, you know, I knew who you guys were then at that point, and when I saw the whole thing going down, the bravado of Chad. I mean, he had a lot of swag, and I didn't know he surprised me with the amount of swag he had. And the other thing was Three Lug surprised me with how funny he was. I didn't know he was funny like that. He had a big sense of humor, so it was a good deal. Yeah, I got that. I definitely got that. I'm gonna search for it, and probably by Monday, Tuesday latest, it'll be up, and you guys can settle the whole debate. So, but yeah, Chad called him out though. No question about
that. Joe, let me ask this question: is there any way that you can post that on Facebook?
Oh yeah, what I got to do is I got to go and pull the footage from my archive, and then once I do that, I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna post it on Smack Talk TV. And then I'm gonna share, put a link over on Facebook on the same thread. So yeah, that'll be done Monday, Tuesday latest. It'll be done.
you know, tomorrow.
You the man, Pro Stock. You the man.
I definitely appreciate you saying so.
Oh, man. Right. You know what? It was just hysterical because it was like, I don't know why he was, see, you know, how it all went down was that, I guess back in Macon, when Chad went down to Macon, he wanted to run him, and for whatever reasons, they didn't run. So when we were in Lena, he wanted to run him again. And then what he kind of did was, he kind of pushed Chad off onto Leon. Well, why don't you, he said, why don't you race that car over there? And Chad says, oh, why can't I race both of you? You know, why can't I race you, and then I'll race that car? He goes, but that's a big tire car. He goes, I'm just on 28. So he was trying to, Three Leg was trying to dish him off to somebody else because maybe he didn't want to run him. I don't know. But that's what he's saying. I never said that. I never, yeah, you did, dude. You said all that.
Wow.
Oh, man. I don't know how you forget another man fondling your tits or something like that and think it didn't happen. That's just flat out denial.
I guess that's part of the game, you know, the whole rewriting history stuff, you know.
And you guys, just so you know, the people who don't know Chad is about 5'5", probably about 120 pounds, soaking wet, and
Leon's about 6'3", 6'4", about 300. Pounds with no clothes on.
Oh, Rod, Joe, you got to post that. You got to post that video, baby. let the world see it.
You know, I'm pulling up to my office right now. For some reason, that's the only reason I saw this call because I was actually in the bed. I had to go back. I'm having a party tomorrow, so I had to go back to my. To my building to take some stuff out because I'm having a party over there. So I'm actually just going back in the building right now. I'm going to go inside now and look for that footage because you guys have got me wide open with that. You know, because that was some funny shit. That was really, really was some funny shit.
So you mean to tell me Three Love telling his man boobs on national?
That's going to be classic.
So you telling me Three Love done pulled his 34 D's out?
Oh, man,
double
yeah.
D's. Double D's.
I think he has two nipples on the left side, too, I believe. I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
I think he has two nipples. I'm not sure. Three Leg is a great guy. Number get me wrong. Now, I love him. I love him.
No, that was just that wasn't a third nipple. That was just a grease spot.
Is that what it? He was, but true lie. He was eating a big piece of chicken, so it might have dropped some grease on him when he came over.
You know, man, I'm telling you, man, when you guys see that video, because you know what, I felt violated, and it weren't even my tits being grabbed, I was feeling violated. You know, hey, Pro Stock, I'll tell you, man, all the video you shot and everything like that, this is what you're going to be known for. Watch. This is going to be the one to put you over the top.
take it however I can get it. So, however I can. Yeah, I'm actually in the building right now. I'm going to go back here to this computer and look for this freaking footage. So I know exactly what you're talking about, too. All right,
well, hey, Pro Stock, hey, thanks for calling in, Pro Stock. I mean, coming on the show, man. I really, really appreciate it.
Hey, Doctor, not a problem, man. If you guys can drive
You guys brought California out here not on one but two separate occasions, and I can stay up all night for you guys. Not a problem.
we're probably going to be out there probably this summer out there somewhere.
Well, that sounds like a plan. So how late are you guys going to be on the tonight?
What's that? I didn't hear you, Joe.
How late are you guys going to be on the air tonight?
We're getting ready to go off the air right now because I actually have a couple of big drags friends are out here from Chicago, are out here in L.A., and they're at the Clippers game, and I'm going to meet with them. I'm going to take them out to the street race. They want to see some races out here in Cali, so I'm going to take them where we go.
Okay, good deal. Oh, man. I don't know if you guys can post some footage of that. That would be great. But, yeah, okay, good deal. But what I'll do is, like I said, PM me on Facebook. As soon as I get this stuff, I'll shoot you. I'll hit you back, let you know, and we'll be rolling. And I'll gladly come on the show again next week sometime. Just give me a little advance notice, because, like I said, I'm not generally up this late, but got a four hour time difference.
Right now,
yeah.
12:30 here. I believe it's 9:30 here. I think we're 3 hours behind you.
Okay. Good deal. All right.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it, man.
Well, thank you for having me on. So as soon as I get that done, I will be the first to know, and we'll see what happens from there. All right. Hey, guys, take care. Appreciate you having me on. All right.
Thanks, ProStock.
I know one thing. Tell they're not bringing that slow Vega out on no street tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. My motor's in the dyno shop as we speak. It's the first time I've ever used in a dyno, so.
I ain't know they dyno John Deere motors.
What's that?
I ain't know they dyno John Deere motors.
Damn.
Briggs and Stratton, baby. So, all right, with that said, guys, I got to go pick them up. I want to thank everybody for calling in. We got Eastside, Chicago calling in. Mr. B, Witt, Cadillac Joe, BET. Tyson and my trusty can of 3-1 oil can, man. Thanks everybody for calling in.
No problem, Tayo.
And we'll catch everybody next week.
Going to send my check, man.
Nigga, you ain't going to shit. Kevin playing with the board.
Hey, go,
you shit.
That's all what you feel. You ain't gonna do shit. All
right, man, we'll catch all right, everybody.
Phil, I'll let you.
All right, you. Mickey Thompson, Performance Tires, carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, golf.
You ain't gonna do shit.